ora, ko Anika Smith aho. Anei te pūrongo tō rangapū mō tēnei wiki. Welcome to Focus on Politics. Call it a reset, a rebalance or rejig. The government has finally unveiled its new vision for immigration in a post-pandemic world. Since the arrival of COVID-19 and the border's closure, immigration numbers have plummeted. Fitting then that the government's new strategy was announced in tandem with the signalled end of all border restrictions.
I can announce that New Zealand fully reopens to the world by July 31, completing our reconnecting work 2 months ahead of schedule.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announcing the end of Fortress New Zealand, a sign of the times.
On the 16th of May, visitor visas from the Pacific Islands will open online. Then from the 4th of July, all work visa categories, including the new accredited employer work visa, will open for applications. A few weeks later, on the 31st of July, student and visitor visas from the rest of the world will reopen and international education returns. Cruise ships will return too, with the maritime border reopening on the 31st of July.
The reopening can't come soon enough for the tourism industry, which has gone from boom to bust during the pandemic. New Zealand Cruise Association Chair Debbie Summers is thrilled.
Yesterday was such a positive move for once after, you know, at least 2 years of just feeling like you're standing in deep, heavy clay. And that's how it's been for many thousands of people in the tourism and the hospitality industries.
The education sector is also excited. With fewer than 12,000 international students left in the country, the formerly $5 billion a year industry is a shadow of its former self. Before the pandemic, there would normally be around 86,000 international students in New Zealand at any one time, and 115,000 over the course of a year. Education Minister Chris Hipkins says it's time to build back, but differently.
We want a sector that delivers higher value, that's resilient, sustainable, and recognised for its innovative international educational offerings for both domestic and international students.
The government is limiting the ability for people on student visas to work in New Zealand after they've graduated. Students in non-degree level courses will no longer be able to stay on unless they fill a skills gap. Students completing undergraduate degrees will be able to work in New Zealand only after finishing their degree. Chris Hipkins says previously, some students have been able to work for up to 3 years in New Zealand after just 30 weeks of study.
So some of the providers previously, and going back, you know, 5 years or more, were out there basically saying, come to New Zealand to be an international student. It's a way of getting in onto a pathway to residency where you might not have otherwise qualified for a pathway to residency. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've been saying. Actually, that's not integral to our international education offering.
While New Zealand is reopening its doors to international students, it's unclear how many will come. Here's Mairangi Bay School's international student manager, Frank Jar.
The feedback currently is uncertainty. China is in lockdown. South Korea economy is not that great as well. And if they come here, that means they may separate with the families for uncertain years.
Andrew King from Oropi School says his school is poised to welcome foreign students back.
We've been with our international students 2022. We had one or two in 2021, and we're ready to gear up and bring them back. We've got a really strong intercultural strategy at school. Be great to have international students along just to help bring that back to life as best as possible.
Chris Hipkins will travel to the United States, Chile and Brazil later this month to promote New Zealand as an international study destination. He says the education sector has been too reliant on China and it needs to diversify its portfolio of international students.
We get the vast majority of our international students from one market. It is a market that there's a lot of uncertainty around at the moment. It's a market that's not reopened to the rest of the world at this point. And so what we want to do is say to the international education sector and to our providers, use this opportunity when you can't go into that market to get out and start exploring other markets and start developing those.
Different sectors have strained under worker shortages during the pandemic. The meat industry is hopeful the border reopening will help, as Meat Industry Association Chief Executive Surma Karapiva explains.
We are struggling with a sustained and ongoing skills shortage and worker shortage. We are approximately 2,000 people short right across the board in all sorts of different roles and skills levels.
Business New Zealand's Catherine Beard says the meat industry is not alone.
One of the top headaches that we hear constantly from every sector is a shortage of talent. So we really need to throw the welcome mat open to immigrants. We're competing with other countries for this talent, and it's really hurting.
But the government isn't rolling out the welcome mat to all workers. Senior ministers say New Zealand cannot return to an over-reliance on cheap migrant workers, as it did pre-pandemic. The government first flagged an immigration reset in 2020 and used this week's border reopening announcement to share some of its plan.
This package is designed to address the urgent skill shortages created by COVID, while also putting our immigration settings on a better and more sustainable footing. Employers will have greater access to skilled workers to address workforce needs. We had an opportunity here to get smart about immigration, and we've taken it to speed up our recovery.
The new settings are geared to attract what the government deems are highly skilled or high-income earners. It's created a green list of about 85 sought-after occupations, including cardio and neurosurgeons, environmental and geotech engineers, vets and GPs. They'll be able to enter New Zealand on a work visa and basically apply for residency straight away. But jobs on the second tier list, nurses, teachers and midwives, will have to wait 2 years before going down the residency path. New Zealand Nurses Organisation President Anne Daniels says it makes no sense for nurses to have to wait so long.
I was absolutely flabbergasted to see that we weren't on the fast track straight to residence pathway. At this point in time, I don't know that it's actually going to make any changes at all.
Ms. Daniels says a 2-year wait to apply for residency will turn much needed overseas nurses off New Zealand.
Why would somebody who's married and unable to see their partner for over 2 years actually come to this country when they can go straight to America, sit an exam and have residency and get their partner through?
As part of the immigration reset, employers wanting to bring workers in on temporary visas must apply for accreditation, pass a good character test and pay at least the median hourly wage. But the struggling hospitality and tourism sectors get a temporary exemption with a lower wage threshold till April next year. About 20,000 migrants already in the country will have their visas extended. Immigration Minister Chris Farfoy insists migrants will always play an important role in New Zealand.
They make a valuable and significant contribution to our economy and enrich our communities. The border closure presented us with a unique opportunity to consider how our previous immigration settings were contributing to our long-term and social economic goals. As we reconnect with the world and progress New Zealand's economic recovery from COVID, we want to ensure we have an immigration system in place that supports this government's plan for a higher productivity, higher wage economy. And the immigration rebalance will make it easier to attract and hire skilled migrants while supporting some sectors to transition away from their reliance on lower paid migrants, which COVID-19 has shown is not a sustainable business model. It will help lift working conditions for everyone, improve career pathways for New Zealanders, and encourage businesses to focus on increasing productivity and resilience as part of our plans for economic recovery out of the pandemic.
The Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March says the reset will entrench a 2-tier system that punishes people who've often done essential work during the pandemic.
We're welcoming low-wage migrants to work in areas like tourism, hospitality or aged care, but that we don't want them to be able to put roots down in the community. Whereas if you earn over 200% of the median wage, a really easy pathway to residency will be provided. What we are saying is that the worth of one's labour is determined by one's salary, and this is wrong. Migrants deserve genuine pathways to residency and the certainty that they'll be able to put down roots in the community after spending significant amount of time working in very essential industries here.
He says the government's plan amounts to white immigration policy.
We know from their own figures that the majority of workers earning less than 200% of the median wage are from places like India and the Philippines. And these are the kind of workers that will not have a pathway to residency if they're not working on the industries that the government deems essential. And so we know as well that there are really clear wage gaps among ethnic lines. We're effectively encouraging specific countries to come and be able to become residents, whereas people from the global south will be coming here, working in low-wage industries with no certain pathway to residency.
Immigration advisor Katie Armstrong agrees the new policies are unfair.
The huge missing link here is what happens to people who are onshore, who've been working all through the pandemic and sometimes for much longer than that, who, for whatever reason, didn't get into that residence 2021, and this brings no relief to them whatsoever. So we've got a whole cohort. The other cohort that I feel, I just cannot believe how unfair we have been to them. It's those post-study work visa holders who are mostly, as it happens, from India. That's an inconvenient truth. And they got stuck. You know, they're ones that left New Zealand just before March 2020 for whatever reason to go back, see family, whole lives here. They were on post-study visas. And what have they done? They've just said, if you're onshore as a post-study work visa holder, we'll renew your visa free of charge for 2 years. If you're offshore, you get nothing. Zero. That is not right.
The ACT Party's leader, David Seymour, says the entire timeline is unfair. He says keeping the border closed and families separated a second longer is cruel.
There are 670,000, or 14% of New Zealand's population, born in a non-visa waiver country. It's not opening the border in July, it's opening applications in July. Immigration New Zealand says that it will be 5 months on average to process a visa. The reality is, if you're one of the 14% of New Zealanders born in a non-visa waiver country, then your non-resident family can't visit this year. There is no good reason, when an immigration service has had the border closed for 2 years to catch up, and now we're told we have to wait until they're ready to process visas. That's the reality. There's no longer a public health rationale behind keeping the borders closed. We're keeping the borders closed, pure and simple, because of ideology on the part of the government and incompetence on the part of Immigration New Zealand.
Immigration New Zealand is likely to receive an avalanche of visa applications when the border fully reopens. National Party MP Erica Stanford questioned how the system will cope when speaking to Morning Report's Susie Ferguson.
When we left office, it took 21 days to get a visitor visa. You know, they've had far fewer visas to process over the last 2 years, as you know, and they still take 5 months. And they've got all of those people doing the resident 2021 visa. So the question after yesterday was, how are you going to do all this? And I don't think he came up with any good answers.
Is it clear to you why it's taking so long?
Part of the problem is he closed all the offshore offices. He brought all the resourcing back to New Zealand, but didn't actually increase the resources to do the job. So, I mean, I think he's been caught with his pants down. He took every available resource and put it onto the resident 2021 visa, which is, as you know, is 110,000 applications. And then the Prime Minister said, hey, we're going to open the borders. And he went, uh-oh, I don't have enough staff to do that. So that's why we saw this long, protracted sort of 8 month border opening, which they've admitted to. And now I think she's been under so much pressure to open the border. She's gone to Farfoy and said, open the borders. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what you do with the processing, but it's happening.
Immigration Minister Chris Farfoy told Checkpoint's Lisa Owen he's confident the department is ready for the rush.
We've hired about 230 more staff in order to help with processing. We've got a new back office system, which means that when people are applying, it won't be as paper-based as it has been in the past. In fact, it will be all online. That will help us with the user experience, but also help us manage the workflows behind the scenes to ensure all the likes of visitor visas, work visas, student visas, and importantly, making sure that we can get the resident visas that have been applied for were done in a timely manner.
So will going online enhance the experience? Because one other time you did that, the system just crashed.
Well, I acknowledge that, Lisa. But I think one of the frustrations that people have had when they have been applying for visas in the past, because it's a paper-based system, is being able to know where the application is at. When we move to the online system, they'll have their own login. They'll be able to track where their application is in the process. So that means they won't also have to ring the 0800 number to figure out where things are at with their application.
Despite the minister's confidence, Katie Armstrong still has huge reservations.
We had been told how many times that the residence program, this new residence 2021, would all be done within a year, and now suddenly they've got to rob Peter to pay Paul. They've got to take people off that to do this, you know. So the capacity really isn't there, and it means they opened up a visa category in full knowledge that it was going to suck the living daylights out of the resources.
The border may open at the end of July, but how fast people can get in will depend on the efficiency of Immigration New Zealand. After years of separation, split families may find they're spending yet another Christmas apart. That's Focus on Politics. Thanks for joining us. Mā te wā.